When the horses break from the post in the 133rd Kentucky Derby this afternoon, Britain's Queen Elizabeth will be sitting in the stands, but she won't be the only royalty with an interest in the outcome. Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, the ruler of Dubai, has spent $1.5 billion on horses since the early 1980s and is considered one of the world's biggest collectors of thoroughbreds. But none of his high-priced horses has won a Kentucky Derby, at least yet. Daniel Roth has profiled Sheikh Mohammed for the premier show of Condé Nast Portfolio magazine. He joins us from New York. Mr. Roth, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Going to be a good year for Sheikh Mohammed at Churchill Downs?
It's a rough year for Sheikh Mohammed. None of his horses ended up making it this year, which is a problem. But he has one goal in mind, and that's to not just win the Kentucky Derby, but to win the Kentucky Derby with a horse that is raised in Dubai. And none of his horses who are in Dubai had the stuff to be able to make it in Kentucky, so they won't be making the trip there this year.
We should note that some of the progeny of some of his horses are running in the Derby, right?
He's got three horses that are born from his horses. So there are there's Street Sense, there's Bawana Bull and Zanjero, and they're all born from some of Sheikh Mohammed's stallions.
Could a man of his means just be hiring the wrong people?
He could be, but, you know, Sheikh Mohammed says, I'm a horseman. I know that you have no idea what's going to happen. He says he doesn't blame his people. He never tells his people you have to win the Kentucky Derby. He just says, find me the best horses. And the horses running the Kentucky Derby are three-year-old horses. That's the equivalent of 15-year-olds in human terms. They have no idea what they're doing. This is their first time running this far. They've never seen this many horses together in one place. Anything can happen.
Could you identify a reason why his strategy has apparently worked in Europe, but at least so far not in the U.S.?
Well, there's a couple reasons. One is that Sheikh Mohammed's really focused on turf racing, and that's racing on grass. In the U.S., the Kentucky Derby, the horses race on dirt, and it's a different type of racing. You have to understand it's a different type of horse. You have to know what to look for in this horse. And the second thing is that he is flying his horses from Dubai to Kentucky to try to race them. Mm. That's a very difficult transition, a lot of horse people say. He says that's crazy, that it will work. It's no problem flying these horses. You know, the 12 hours on his private 747 that he built just for them to be able to go back and forth. But so far, he hasn't been able to find one that can make the trip and come in and win the Derby.
He has a private 747 just for his horses.
He has the only one in the world built just to ferry his horses.
What's in-flight service like? Do you have any idea?
It's the top hay that you could ever have wanted. It's incredible.
And DVDs of Seabiscuit running.
Exactly.
The Sheikh stables are named Darley and Godolphin.
That's right. Those are two of the three founding sires of the thoroughbred breed. Every thoroughbred can trace their lineage back to three founding horses, the Darley, the Godolphin, and the Byerly stallion. And those three horses have gone on to make every single thoroughbred. So when Sheikh Mohammed, he decided to name his two stables after two of the three of the founding sires, he was really claiming a stake to the entire thoroughbred line.
Mr. Roth, you've obviously learned a lot about horses to be able to write about Sheikh Mohammed and his many interests. Who looks good in the Derby to you?
Well, you know, Sheikh Mohammed has spent something like $100 million last year just buying up horses. And if he can't even manage to figure out a horse that can get in the Derby, I'm not sure I can pick him. But I look for great stories. And there's some great stories in this year's race. I really like Curlin, which is Jess Jackson's horse, Jess Jackson of Kendall Jackson Winery. And it's the favorite right now. But even better is that Jess Jackson is really trying to clean up the industry is the way he sees it. And now he's got this horse that has the potential to win. It gains him huge traction. He's really a newcomer to this business. So that's a great one. Great Hunters are an interesting story. The founder of Ditech is one of it's his horse, and this is a horse that until about 2 weeks ago was unclear whether he owned the horse, whether this bank Fifth Third owned the horse, because there was a legal dispute over the horse being used as collateral. And then my favorite is No Biz Like Showbiz.
My dollar bill is on that horse.
You
yes.
like No Biz?
Yeah.
No Biz is a great story. 70-year-old woman owns this horse. Sheikh Mohammed offered $17 million for this horse. She said no. This is one that she bred. Her husband was in Broadway, and she named this horse after him. And if she wins, it'll be an incredible story. Here you've got some of the richest people in America and in the world who have spent so much money trying to win this race. And the 70-year-old woman has a good shot at it, and that's the one I'm really going to be watching.
Daniel Roth, who profiles Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, the ruler of Dubai and one of the dominant figures in horse racing, for the premier issue of Condé Nast Portfolio. Mr. Roth, thanks so much.
Thank you.